This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest. They were on the show back in August of 2020. We're talking about no other than BioLargo Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the CEO and president and chairman of the company, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett. It's great to be here and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir. I think 2021 is going to be a huge breakout for you guys. You've done so much over the last 3 to 6 quarters. That being said, let's get to the show. Today, you put out a press release, basically a peer review paper on the AOS side of things. What does that mean for BioLargo, and what can we expect for future revenues from this project?
Awesome. The AOS, that's the Advanced Oxidation System. So BioLargo has been on that project. Gosh, the first idea was conceived about 6 years ago, if you can believe it.
I can.
But this is a really special asset, okay? And remember, this is the one that's received over 70 federal grants. I mean, it's amazing. And it represents a technical breakthrough in the way and in an efficiency for high-level disinfection and for extracting what the industry calls micropollutants. Micropollutants are things like pharmaceuticals that get stuck in the water.
Right.
Right? They come from products that get stuck in the water. And when you have a concentration, you know, it's a problem. You know, it's got adverse health effects and all kinds of issues. And that's an area of increasing concern by regulators. They are regulated already. They have increasing regulation. And basically, you know, if you're producing water for people to drink, you got to make sure that stuff's not in the water. I mean, that's the simple version, right? Industry participants often speculate that in any given moment, probably about a third of the entire industry in some way is having to deal with a micropollutant.
Yeah, water's measured by parts per million.
Yeah, exactly right. So this innovation that we've done has gone through a full development cycle. It is a state-of-the-art technical breakthrough in efficiency in the way that we disinfect and can take these contaminants out of water. So a peer-reviewed paper. Look, that's like 3 years of work. I mean, you gotta really dig in here. And there's multiple more coming, by the way, because of all that grant support. We've been able to validate this technology through academia. And basically the proposition is at the highest level. So this is a credentialing stamp that says, past peer review, it works. It works extraordinarily well at extremely low energy and an efficiency in a single pass that takes micropollutants out of water. And so what does that mean? Well, it means that at any given moment, about a third of the market could use this innovation in their system. We've also proven scalability. And remember, this quarter, we've got a first customer. It's a project worth about $500,000 in total. Which is just kicking off, and we announced about 2 weeks ago we got the funding support for us, so we're good to go. We also have a number of big commercial trials in wastewater, which is focused on things like this micropollutant. And this innovation is now proven effective, efficient, safe, and scalable. Well, that's a big deal, right? So the future is really bright for the asset. And now, of course, we're in the process of interviewing distributors, working with our first customers, and we think the future for our water innovation is really pretty exciting.
So you're probably going after commercial more than you are residential.
Yeah, of course, right. So typically the way that starts is you get started in industrial, which is kind of common. You migrate probably wastewater. And then at the end, you know, when you really want to focus on drinking water, that's, of course, a huge market. Highly commoditized, incredibly competitive, and you work your way towards that. So you start that way. So that's exactly what we're doing.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about revenues. You guys are reporting record revenues again. You have a backlog of contracts going into 2021 and new products coming to market. If you would, break it down for us. What can we expect in the first three quarters of 2021?
Yeah, perfect. So what's amazing, right, is we've spent over a decade developing platform technologies, and really it's about six. And the simple version is that the science unites them, right? So clean air, clean water, all things environmental, really. And of course, we've got some healthcare products too, which is amazing, right? But in that portfolio, what does that do for us? It gives us multiple ways to break into these markets to prove commercial viability. And so our most mature asset, which is operated through ONM Environmental, which primarily focuses on odor and VOC control for industrial clients, they're just kicking booty, right? And it's an amazing accomplishment because we got some big national accounts. We really had to earn our stripes, go out and do the hard work. We went vertical, right? Developed all this infrastructure. We've innovated to create systems for delivery. We're now winning municipal bids with some of the largest customers west of the Mississippi, okay? And so as a result, we're finding ourselves as really with showcase accounts that are becoming increasingly larger. And so it's a testimony to the science, it's a testimony to the innovation of creating this delivery model, right? And at the same time, we've got a backlog with our engineering group, our water innovation, and our medical. And so there's two things happening. We're having organic real-time growth, raising the profile to these very large customers in the established portfolio. The new innovations are coming to market, and the numbers per account are very significant. For example, our water technology, first client's a $500,000 project. Okay, now remember, we've also got our PFAS solution coming to market in Q1 for commercial trials now as we speak, right? We've got three commercial trials being organized. And again, the order of magnitude is dramatic. These projects start at $1 million to $1.5 million and can go up to $20 and $30 million. I mean, it's really critical.
Wow.
With these extraordinarily large targets. And our engineering group, of course, has 30 years frontline experience all over the world working with and for some of the largest environmental engineering firms in the world who are now partners and operators and owner-operators at BioLargo, right? So if you look at the stats, we forecasted just a couple of weeks ago that we would come in at about 700,000 plus. We're definitely going to exceed that number, which is awesome. We're still closing books, so we're not reporting quite yet, but it won't be long. So we'll break that record. We'll have a record annual production.
Yep.
Yeah, the rate of growth is a record, which is awesome. And what it really reflects is this critical mass. And then what we say is, look carefully. The water innovation's first revenues this quarter, the PFAS first commercial trials this quarter, the medical just now coming to market after 6 years of slaving away getting through the FDA, right? I mean, we've done, in fact, here's the way to think about it. BioLargo and management and its team has done the extraordinarily difficult work to seek the technology for commercial adoption. And now we get to watch it happen not only through our mature operations, but also through the innovation. So the engineers themselves are entering into the first quarter with over 1.6 million in backlog. A backlog means there's a contract in place, there's work that's already forecasted, we're already under contract for it, okay? Plus you got the O&M operation with at least a $250,000 in backlog. That means that in those two accounts alone, the backlog exceeds this last year's production.
That's impressive.
It's really cool, right? So what you're witnessing is a crescendo, sort of the flywheel is finding its own momentum. We're getting some critical mass. We got people that know exactly what they're doing, serving these clients in the most excellent and cost-efficient way. And, you know, the word's getting out on the street. So, you know, as I always say, we're proud but not satisfied because, you know, when you look at the big picture, my goodness, these are huge markets and we've only scratched the surface.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind you guys have made an incredible improvement on your balance sheet. That being said, how far away are we from positive cash flow and how are we going to maintain operations until we get to that point?
Yeah, great question, right? Because that's one of the questions everybody wonders. How do you stay alive while you grow, right? And is it going to require massive dilution and this really heightened sensitivity, which I agree with. I mean, we want to raise the capital only necessary to get through that gap and then expand with proven track record for growth capital to really accelerate the growth and really start driving profits and revenues for our shareholders, right? I mean, that's the goal. And it's taken us a long time. You know, we know that. But here's the good news. The portfolio of assets is so robust. Okay, so here's the simple version. If you look at the operating expenses to pay our base overhead, which does not include our medical company. I really want to point that out because the medical company is self-financed. That means BioLargo does not finance the medical company. Okay, very critical. So if you look at the portfolio of environmental focused assets and operations, we estimate that about $1,250,000 a quarter, we're basically paying all the bills from sales.
Right.
Okay. Well, just think about that. I mean, you know, we're breaking records, and when you look forward, you know, we're not far away. Okay. Now, it took some time to get here, but now that we've got the sort of the roadmap in place, the track record in place, the winning of some of the largest and most prestigious clients in the market, the track record of our engineers with 30 plus years, experience, and now these significant assets coming to market, you know, we could, in theory, we could be there in a blink. Now, you know, I always say, look, you got to do it. It's great to talk about it, but you got to do it. And really what we're focused on as a company is just getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
Show up, serve these customers, serve them well, give them great value, and keep earning our keep. And really what we've done as a result of that strategy is we've become, in some instances, you know, we're the front runner. I mean, you know, people are worried about competing with us, not the other way around. And that's a sign that we've done some things very well. And so I think that the future for, you know, 2021, I can definitely see ourselves paying all the bills, the base operations from cash flow. But here's the thing. You know what we really need to do is we need to get that revenue about 3 and 4 and 5x. Okay. And so first things first, let's get ourselves to break even and let's chart the course and really start generating the kind of cash and profits that our shareholders want and need and deserve. And we think that's much closer at hand than people realize.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a sustainable life science technology company, look no further. Take a look at BioLargo, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. I personally think you guys are undervalued here at 12 cents a share. That's my personal opinion. And I think you guys are going to have a bang-up year for 2021.
Hey, amen. Your lips to God's ear, and let's go BioLargo.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.